Good morning. I'm Austin Sauls.
I'm Alex Borgerly.
And I'm Craig Coolhouse. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, your weekly radio show update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Tonight is prom night 2012. Lots of Garrigan students and their friends will be dressing up and spending a night on the Nile as they celebrate prom. For most people, the evening will begin with a special dinner at Spring Valley. Following that will be an evening of dancing and socializing. The juniors borrowed many decorations from last week's gala, and they've also added such features as a pyramid that couples will walk through for the grand march.
The fun will continue long after the formal part of prom is over. For two decades now, parents have sponsored an after-prom party to entertain their kids and keep them safe. They've worked hard to line up lots of prizes, and there will be fun and games that last all night long.
This is the second straight week that Garrigan Gym has been decked out to look like a ballroom. Last weekend, about 400 guests gathered for Gala 2012. While it was a wet, stormy night, the evening went very well. Final totals aren't in, but most likely this year's gala will end up bringing in the second highest total in the event in 23 years history, with around $285,000 in income. Thanks to everyone who helped make it Gala 2012 another big success.
Last week, the Golden Bear Dance Squad held tryouts for next year's team. The 2012-2013 squad will include 4 seniors, 2 juniors, 7 sophomores, and 5 freshmen. Returning veterans include Hannah Boisley, Michaela Furch, Sam Kolash, Logan Coombe, Anna Holmeister, and Mallory Schiltz.
Next year's dance squad will include Paige Birdie, Patricia Brandt, Sydney Albert, Caitlin Fogarty, Megan Lappe, Cassidy Vitsum, and manager Morgan Hanna. New to the squad are incoming freshmen Caroline Baxter, Kylie Fox, Sophia Granginette, Haley Kolash, and Cassidy Schultz. 2 more dancers will be selected through individual tryouts. Congratulations to all the members of the Golden Bear Dance Squad.
Last Wednesday, 9 members of the BGHS Quiz Bowl team competed in the Nationwide Knowledge Master competition. The group ended up with a score of 971 points. While it wasn't as good as they did last fall, the score still places them right up in the middle of the academic teams around the country. Congratulations to competitors Philip Dietrich, John Richter, Allison Frieders, Hannah Bernhard, Levi Bernhard, Sean Hart, Mark Fockler, Jake Hamilton, and Matthew Fockler.
Like all schools around the country, Garrigan and Seton are required to test students and keep track of their proficiency in core areas like English, math, and science. While no school is perfect, we're pleased to say that our students compare very well with others both in the area and around the country. The definition of proficient is designed so that nationwide 60% of all students will be considered either proficient or advanced. In almost every group tested at Garrigan and Seton, a much higher percent of students did that well.
75% of Seton's 4th graders considered proficient or advanced in English. 57% of 8th graders did that well. And 75% of Garrigan juniors scored at the proficient or advanced level. In math, 75% of both 4th and 8th graders were proficient or advanced. While at the high school, a whopping 87% of the juniors earned good scores. Science proficiency was 78% for 4th graders, 74% in 8th grade, and 85% for juniors. Again, all those scores compared well with 60% of students considered proficient nationwide.
Today, some of Garrigan's most proficient students are down in Iowa City for the Iowa State Mathematics Championship, the statewide competition in the Great Plains Math League. Freshmen Dorothy Kirsch, Tony Kolash, and Zach Kolash will be representing BGHS at state. Seniors Craig Kolhouse and Jennifer Brewster and juniors Allison Frieders are qualified but will not be competing due to conflicts. Good luck at state to the math team.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Billy Schiltz. Here to tell you about him is John Richter.
Billy Schiltz is one of the reasons why the Golden Bear Golf Program is always one of the best in the state. He's been golfing at the varsity level all through high school. Billy has also been involved in Quiz Bowl. Next year, he plans to major in business at Des Moines Area Community College, and he would like a career as a landscaper. We wish Billy all the best in the future.
Thanks, John Richter. On our Garrigan calendar this week, the boys' golf team has a tournament in Algona today. Then tonight is prom night. The grand march is at 8 p.m., and the public is invited.
Tomorrow is Earth Day. Then Monday and Tuesday, we'll be playing dodgeball as part of our live Healthy Iowa Wellness Initiative.
Tuesday night, the boys' track team runs at Emmitsburg, while the girls will be at Forest City. We'll have Mass Wednesday morning. The golf teams play in the CYO meet that day, with the boys at Alton and the girls at Breda.
Thursday, the track teams run at Armstrong. Then Friday, the golf teams face Humboldt, with the boys away and the girls at home.
Finally this week, we wanted to note that next Wednesday is also National Secretary's Day. There are several women who work hard to keep our offices running smoothly. Janet Heipel and Sister Janet Gates in the main office, Business Manager Beth Berkland, and the development staff are Diane Albert, Marianne Meister, Barb Granginette, and Mindy Lubenthal. A big salute to thank you all, our office workers.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.